Jesus the Messiah. My name is Valerie Hoffman, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to New Covenant Fellowship's online service. We are glad to have you and hope you may be encouraged, instructed, refreshed, and lifted up by today's service. Our theme today is the privilege we have to meet with God, who loves us and delights in us. While we are made whole through Christ's redeeming love and joyfully raise our voices in songs of praise, God's invitation is to everyone, regardless of our background, our wealth or poverty, our citizenship, our immigrant status, or what we have done. Jesus is pleased to call us his friends and offers us forgiveness and a new life in the Holy Spirit. So let us accept this invitation with joy and accept each other, just as Jesus accepts us. The book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 13 to 15, says in the Common English Bible translation, "So now, let's go to Jesus outside the camp, bearing his shame. We don't have a permanent city here, but rather, we are looking for the city that is still to come. So let's continually offer up a sacrifice of praise through him, which is the fruit from our lips that confess his name." Let's pray. God, our Heavenly Father and Mother, how can we thank you enough for the love and invitation you extend to us through your Son, Jesus? Open our hearts to hear your voice and to know your love deep within us. May we honor you through our worship and our love for you, for each other, and for your entire creation. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
I am an orphan on God's highway, but I'll share my troubles if you go my way. I have no mother, no father, no sister, no friendships pure and golden, but the ties of kinship I have not known them. I know no mother, no father, no sister, no thank you.
darkness comes. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Sail on, child of God, sail on by.
Hello everyone, I'm Paco. I'm going to pray in Spanish, and there is also an English translation of this prayer that you can read. Please pray with me. Dios amoroso, te agradecemos por tu amor y por tus bendiciones, por tu presencia constante en nuestras vidas y en nuestra comunidad. Gracias por cada uno de nosotros, por quienes estamos presentes y por quienes están lejos. Gracias por cada uno que generosamente da su tiempo, sus habilidades, sus contribuciones y oraciones que fortalecen nuestra congregación y nuestra misión. Gracias que por años, con el esfuerzo de todos, hemos ayudado a aliviar sufrimiento local y en lugares distantes. Gracias por el regalo de nuestro edificio, que nos da espacio para convivir y que hemos compartido con otros grupos y ministerios para sus actividades. Te pedimos que bendigas y guíes nuestra congregación en el esfuerzo de amor, de compasión y de inclusividad hacia los grupos más vulnerables. Amén.
Hi, this is Lazaro Garcia, reading from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1, 3 to 6, and 9 to 11. Console my people, give them comfort, says your God. A voice cries out, clear a path through the wilderness for Yahweh. Make a straight road through the desert for our God. Let every valley be filled in, every mountain and hill be laid low. Let every cliff become a plain, and the ridges become a valley. Then the glory of Yahweh will be revealed, and all humankind will see it. The mouth of Yahweh has spoken. A voice commands, cry out. And I answer, what will I say? Go up on a high mountain, you who bring good news to Zion. Shout with a loud voice, you who bring good news to Jerusalem. Shout without fear and say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. Yahweh, O Sovereign One, you come with power and rule with a strong arm. You bring your reward with you, and your reparation comes before you. Like a shepherd, you feed your flock, gathering the lambs and holding them close, and leading mother ewes with gentleness.
Farmhouse, they were filled with laughter. Our tongues, they were loose with joy. Restore us, O Lord. All those who sow weeping.
will go out with songs of joy. All those who sow weeping will go out with songs of joy. All those who sow weeping will go out with songs of joy.
Hello, my name is Melissa Logsdon, and I serve as Associate Pastor for New Covenant Fellowship. I want to start with a personal health update. For those of you who have been or like to be praying for me, I wanted to give you a brief update. This week, I met with specialists at Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis. We discussed my latest diagnosis of Sjogren's disease with small fiber neuropathy. They affirmed continuing my current treatment plan of getting IVIG infusions 1 week a month for the foreseeable future. Of interest, my cluster of symptoms is rare enough that I've been placed in a cohort of 50 people for research. The team is hopeful that in the coming years, the research will produce better treatment options. In the meantime, ongoing prayer is appreciated for strength of body and spirit for me to continue this constant cycle of treatments each month, and that my body will continue to respond as well as possible to the treatments I'm receiving, so that I can continue to have as much strength and mobility as possible to live out each day whatever God has for me to do. In the midst of all these medical appointments and disabling symptoms, I find myself needing God's word even more in my life. Going without just doesn't do anymore. Okay, maybe going without spending intimate time in God's presence wasn't ever a great plan. But when life is busy or going well, it seems to be easier to set it aside for later. For me, I find a hunger for more of God, more of God's presence, more of God's word, more of God's hope in each day. So it may not come as a surprise to you then that in January, when faced with an increase in disabling conditions, I found an increase in focus in my scripture reading. As I read through Hebrews, I just couldn't help but read it through in three different translations. It brought a richness to the reading and to my days. There's a lot of concepts that really rang out to me, but of particular interest is the verse I'm sharing with you today from Hebrews 13:13. It reads, "Let us then go to Jesus outside the camp and bear the abuse he endured." To give you a little context to this verse, Maybe it's just me, but it needs a lot more context. So I'll share a brief overview of the book of Hebrews and the historical biblical significance around the phrase outside the camp. The author of Hebrews is unknown, but probably someone that was running in the same circles as the Apostle Paul. It was written to help steer Christ's followers back to the good news Jesus taught. There were many religious people trying to pull Christ's followers back into thinking that somehow working really hard at following all the laws would set them right with God, which never ever worked for anyone ever. So the author sets out to remind the hearer that Jesus is superior in every way to the angels, to Moses, the old sacred sacrifice system, and the priests. Rather, the hearer is to be reminded of how great this salvation is that Jesus made possible. We get to enter into rest from all our striving now and for eternity. We get to enjoy God's rest, and we get to come into God's presence with boldness because Jesus made the path for us. In Hebrews 6:17 through 20 in the CEB, we read, "When God wanted to further demonstrate to the heirs of the promise that his purpose doesn't change. He guaranteed it with a solemn pledge. So these are two things that don't change, because it's impossible for God to lie. He did this so that we who have taken refuge in him can be encouraged to grasp the hope that is lying in front of us. This hope, which is a safe and secure anchor for our whole being, enters the sanctuary behind the curtain. That's where Jesus went in advance and entered for us, since he became a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. And in Hebrews 10:19 through 22, we read in the NRSVUE translation, "Therefore, my brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." This is the audacious good news that the followers of Jesus were risking losing sight of. This good news that Jesus made it possible for us to just waltz right up to God anytime now. We will circle back around to this because it really is good news. Outside the camp. So turn our attention to the phrase outside the camp found in Hebrews 13:13. Let's consider what the hearers of that day would have thought of and what might come to our minds as well. Usually when you think of the biblical text referencing being sent outside the camp, you think of those that have sinned in some way or become unclean. People with leprosy, anyone who has had a discharge flowing from their body, anyone who has touched a dead body. Not only the people that were unclean in some way, but also we find that outside the camp was the place for latrines to be placed and the place for animal carcasses from the sacrifice to be burned up. Although most sacrifices took place at the altar at the tabernacle, there was a sacrifice that would take place outside the camp of a red heifer. It was sacrificed and the blood was sprinkled toward the tabernacle, and then also the ash was collected and mixed with water and given to those that were unclean to make them clean again. I'm in no way giving the important sacrifice adequate scope in this teaching. This was a very important sacrifice for the Jewish faith. There's a lot more about this that might be interesting for some of you to read about, but I'm going to stop here in order to continue on. The important point of this sacrifice to remember is the importance of this sacrifice. It was made outside the camp, and it brought the people back into right relationship with God and back into the community. Sometimes I too feel very much outside the camp. If I'm being honest with myself and with you, my health is one of those ways. My health puts me in a place where often I'm not able to participate in an activity or event. Whether I opt out or others choose not to invite me, the disease and disability my body bears creates a barrier to community at times. What about you? Can you relate to feeling outside the camp at times? What are those circumstances? Or does a group of people come to your mind that you may have placed outside the camp, or that you feel others have relegated that person or group of persons to outside the camp? Religiously, geopolitically? Where are they? What services, comfort, belonging are they not receiving? Interestingly, there's a second part to this wilderness experience. It seems that this very place outside the camp, in the wilderness, in the desert, is a place where we find God showing up to speak with individuals and to lead and care for the displaced nation of Israel. A few stories come to mind. One story I'm thinking of is God speaking to Hagar, the slave of Abraham and Sarah. They had mistreated her and finally sent her away. In her despair in the wilderness, God speaks to her and provides for her. She names God El Roi, the God who sees, for God saw her desperate situation and cared for her. And then just to lay a big obvious story out there, when God freed the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt, God led them through the wilderness, a whole nation. Although this people group did not have land to call home, God continued to care for them, guiding them, keeping them safe. By day, God's presence was seen in a cloud that would have given them relief from the blazing sun, and by night, a pillar of fire that I'm guessing not only provide light, but perhaps comfort in that dark, unknown territory, and maybe warmth as well. There are countless more examples recorded in the scriptures of God speaking to and caring for people found outside the camp for one reason or another. And if you'll allow me to chime in those times when I too feel outside the camp, when I feel very frustrated, very lonely, I do find God meeting me, speaking truth and comfort to me every time. What I'm about to tell you may or may not surprise you in light of what I just shared. The Hebrew word MDBR means both desert and speaks. Now, in my theological studies, I didn't take any courses on Hebrew or Greek. I might want to sometime, especially after hearing Ron Simpkins' in-depth teaching last week on the four consonants YHWH that spell out God's name in Hebrew that we often pronounce as Yahweh. So, interestingly, there is a connection in the Hebrew language faith to God speaking to us in the desert. So the place that can feel the most isolating is the very place that God often speaks to us. Which makes sense then why I was feeling like there was all these verses around the desert, wilderness, being outside the camp as a place to avoid, and the very real reality that it was not a place that God shies away from at all, but rather really regularly shows up. In Isaiah 40, we find one such example. It reads, "Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep." Seems like if we were to prepare for our great God, maybe we'd be called to sweep the city streets and fluff the cushions in the places of honor, to prepare a banquet in the great hall and polish the silver, not out in the wilderness. But instead, God prepares a way in the desert. When God says to speak comfort to God's people, he has the voice out in the wilderness to take all the places that are uneven and rough and make a clear path so God's glory can be revealed and that all flesh shall see it together. To say, here is your God. So when you think of this, I guess it's no surprise that Jesus frequently ministered in out-of-the-way places, and that his death was outside the camp, and that the faith community made the connection of Jesus' sacrifice to the red heifer sacrifice. The red heifer offered a temporary fix for bringing needed purification. Jesus brought the permanent fix. So when the author of Hebrews wrote to the followers of Jesus, we're dealing with religious folks trying to get them to go back to their old works, rule-following system. Instead of being told to just deal with it, the author encouraged them to go outside the camp, to identify with Jesus, and any shame, mistreatment that that attachment brought. No more trying to be perfect. In Psalms 119:96, we read, I have seen a limit to all perfection. Can you relate to that? That even our best, very best efforts seem like not enough? The verse concludes, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. God's way is accessible for all of us. There's a highway prepared in the wilderness for us to see God's glory revealed and receive God's tender, loving care. And it's from that place that the author of Hebrews encourages us to continue in good works as an act of worship to God. The invitation of Hebrews to join Jesus outside the camp is still relevant today. To choose to identify not as one that is part of the city, part of the dominant ruling powers of the political or religious systems around us, but rather as one with Jesus. To bear with any shame and abuse we may encounter in identifying with Jesus. And to join with Jesus' ministry to others outside the camp. And there, in the desert, God speaks to us. We get to enter the Holy of Holies to speak to God. We don't have to be a priest and be limited to only a once-a-year entrance. We don't have to make sacrifices for our sins before we can talk to God. Jesus made the way and keeps the way open for us. So when God sees us, we are pure before God. So that any time, we just get to run right up into God's loving arms and chat. This seems audacious. This sounds like good news, like really good news for us all. And that's what it is, good news. God, thank you for how you comfort us, hold us, invite us into your presence. Thank you that even when we feel like we are in a desert wilderness time, when we feel pushed outside the camp that we thought we were part of, that even then you are with us, speaking to us, guiding us, loving us. Thank you, Jesus, for making it so we can approach God confidently anytime, for all time. Amen.
Soft field of clover, moon shining over the valley, joining the song of the river to the great giver of the great good. Some
walked here before. And here by the water, I'll build an altar to praise you. Out of the stones that I found here, I'll set them down here, rough as a thank you.
New Covenant family, far and wide. Bob Husband here, and it's my privilege to do the benediction today. We hope you've enjoyed the online service, the music, and the teaching, and we hope you received a blessing from it. Now for the benediction. O God, make clear to us each road. O God, make safe to us each step. When we stumble, hold us. When we fall, lift us up. When we are hard-pressed with evil, deliver us, and bring us at last to your glory. Amen.
You can.
I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. Oh, I'm laying down, down for the joy of the Lord.
Come on, church. I'm trading.
I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying down, down for the joy of the Lord. I'm treading my sickness. I'm treading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord.
Oh, we sing, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Amen.
We sing, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, come on.
I'll push but not cut, cause you could not obey me. Struck down but not destroyed. I'm blessed beyond the curse, for his promise we know that the joy is gonna be my strength.
Though the sorrow may last for the night, his joy comes with the morning. I'm treading my sorrows. I'm treading my shame.
I'm laying
them down for the joy of the Lord.
For the joy of the Lord. For the joy of the Lord.
I'm treading my sickness. I'm treading my pain. I'm laying them
down
for the joy of the Lord.
For the joy of the Lord.
We sing, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
We sing, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.